Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, level three is begun. We'll cut the monologue. We got Mike Blewett going to be stepping up and in a couple of minutes. We'll keep McKinnis for a couple of more minutes. But we got Matthias. And Matthias, poor guy, he's a Clipper fan. Rough, yeah, tough loss tonight for the Clippers. But Matthias is also a soccer goalie, University of Hawaii. So, Matthias, same thing, goalie, soccer, hockey. But, you know, goalies are eccentric, thin-skinned people, right? Like, if you ride them, if a goalie knows the coach has your back, you're a goalie, it makes a big difference. I knew even as a teenager, even when I was playing, and as I got older, it mattered. Like, the less the coach believes in you, the more it messes with you. And like you said, Matthias, you know, because you know what it means? It's not like, oh, okay, you know what, I understand it's for this. No. It means that they're sitting in the coach's room talking about you. That's right. Like you said, they're sitting in the room saying, we don't think he can do this. We don't trust him because of this. Then you know this. You know they had to talk about it, and it even makes it worse in your head. Not to mention, they've been messing with Fleury for a couple of years there. DeBoer doesn't like him. But what's your take, Matthias, as a soccer goalie even?
Gabe, my take is they have a really tough decision going into the next game. It's an elimination game. And as I told McGinnis, if you're going to bench Fleury, you're pretty much saying we're moving on from Fleury next year because you're going to break his confidence. That's their guy. You know, when they say Marc-Andre Fleury in Vegas, the whole place stands up and gives him an ovation. Like, you can't bench that guy in an elimination game. An elimination game is where all the marbles are on the table. And if you don't go with the guys that are going to help you win, that pretty much means we don't believe in you.
Yeah, I can't disagree, McKinnis. So let me ask you, McKinnis, what do you think about the Islanders and Tampa? As tough as Vegas is, and the Canadians haven't beaten them yet, so I'm not taking anything for granted, but I thought they had a better sort of matchup. Like, Tampa are just, like, beasts, bro. And I hate to say it, even if Montreal are fortunate enough to beat, like, I'm telling you, Montreal wins. If Montreal beats Vegas, son of a, like, I think it might be on a Thursday if it happens, so I can't get hammered, so it kind of sucks. But, like, a player, I would almost just celebrate it, McKinnis, and then just, like, it's like, oh, dear God, we got to play Tampa now. Like, you know what I mean? Tampa are next level, bro. Those guys aren't messing around. They're the best team in the world. But what do you think about tomorrow? Can the Islanders win one coming off that humiliating loss?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm mad I didn't take Tampa off their loss. But, you know, look at this team, and I remember last week I told you, Gabe, that I don't really think in the playoffs that you look at a game in the playoffs and the scoreboard really reflects how the game went. And I'm honestly going to kind of go back on my own words there, because I think that in normal situations, like the one we saw the last time these two teams played, you might see the game slow down after Tampa reaches three or four or five goals maybe. But it didn't. The tempo didn't change. The pace didn't change. You know, I thought that if I was going to look towards the under in this game, because I thought it was the only way that the Islanders have a chance. But I'm going to look at this bet here. Give me the over 2.5 team total for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're going to get at least 3 goals in this game.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. This is Sports Rage. Welcome to the SiriusXM Sports Grid Radio Network party. We're going to get McKinnis out of here. Great stuff as always, Andrew McKinnis, bringing it. I don't know if you're going to be going on the Matt Peralt show. You can check out the Matt Peralt show right here on the network. And Matt Peralt seems to be spending a lot of his shows bitching about me and the Canadian fans. I think it's me. Maybe it's you he's talking about, though, McKinnis. Maybe it's you. maybe it's you. But before we get you out of here, so you're saying team total 2.5? So Tampa team total over 2.5?
Tampa team total over 2.5. I just and look at the over 5. You know, elimination game. We're potentially going to see some empty net goals. You know, I'd love to be able to tell you that the Islanders are going to come out on top and it's going to be a low scoring game, but I just can't see it. If the Islanders win, they're going to score some goals too. So maybe just look over 5. But I think that Tampa Bay over 2.5 team total is the way to go.
All right, Andrew McKinnis, Wager Talk. Thanks, McKinnis.
Thanks a lot for your time, Gabe. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your time. There's Andrew McKinnis with us. Say a Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Islanders tomorrow night. The Islanders are going to be in tough, man. The Tampa Bay Lightning have that killer instinct, obviously being defending Stanley Cup champions. We have a number posted in case you were wondering right now. So, yeah, and this is the thing, too. Like, win or lose, whatever happens in a series, the Montreal Canadiens have been one of the best bets in sports, along with the Phoenix Suns. What are the Suns right now? You know what? The Suns had covered 8 in a row, I believe, right? Until tonight. So they didn't cover tonight. But similar with Montreal, they didn't win the other night, but they've been on a roll. And they've been underdogs in every game in the playoffs except for 2. One of them was a pick 'em, and the other one they were a small favorite in. So the thing is, if you keep on getting plus money, plus money, plus money in hockey series that are going 7 games all the time, no matter what happens, you already want money. And we're already at that stage right now. Like, people are betting on the Canadians. They can afford to buy tickets to go to the Stanley Cup now if they make it. But the opening number right now, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, -148, as the sports books look to rope in the Vegas Golden Knights suckers one last time for the year. I'm starting to think, you know what, the odds makers knew what they were doing.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Make that number -460 because they were crazy. They made it because they knew everyone's going to bet Vegas and they're going to laugh and make like $10 million. Vegas -148. Montreal +126. Bring it.
The only place.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down on Sirius XM Channel 204. It's the Twisted Tuesday, and we've got a ton of stuff to break down with Sports Grids. Mike, blow it. Mike, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. A lot going on, obviously, on the pitch, on the ice, on the hardwood, and I know you and I are going to get into the NCAA rulings from earlier this week.
Yeah, it really is. It's a crazy time of the year right now for sports fans and for sports bettors. We've got Euro soccer going on during the day, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, NBA lotteries, U.S. Opens. We got the Olympics around the corner. And, oh, yeah, we're just 43 days away from the Hall of Fame game, Mr. NFL. Mike Blewett.
Oh, yeah.
But with everything that's going on, oh, yeah, not to mention your boys, the Philadelphia 76ers going down. But we'll get to that.
The Hawks, I'm all up in my kitchen this postseason. They took out my Knicks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're the East Coast killers,
yeah.
These guys. I'm hoping for some insight because I know you know some Philly execs, man.
Yeah.
Then we get the 411 as far as Ben Simmons is concerned. But with everything that's going on, you know, in the games and in the sports world, I think people could look back on this week, actually. It's a pretty historic week in the history of sports. And, you know, we all sort of take these things for granted and we're caught up in our bets, but we have our first openly gay player in the National Football League, although yeah. I think people are forgetting Michael Sam. And to me, I don't want to get into semantics. Guy played in the preseason. Oh, it wasn't a regular season. Well, whatever. He played, but you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We're on the verge of a woman being hired as a head coach in the NBA. Now, I don't know if Becky Hammon's going to get a job tomorrow in the next couple of days, but it seems like it's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, if not this year, in the coming years. And then we have a groundbreaking Supreme Court decision. And not just a Supreme Court decision, but this is a college football route decision. Unanimous. And in today's day and age of blue and red and the political sphere that we live in, and all these judges are all politically motivated and appointed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
No dissent. 9-0.
Yeah.
9-0 against the NCAA. But I know you follow this closely and you're smarter than all of us are. So the one thing that I want to clarify is people are sort of, I think that a lot of common people just sort of think, oh, like the players just won. Not fully. This is just the start, right?
Yeah.
So they won the right to receive education-related items such as laptops, paid internships, and postgraduate opportunities. But talk to me about the impact this decision has moving forward.
Yeah, clearly a massive impact, and I think you make a good point about the justices. Look, 12 of the last 19 appointed Supreme Court justices lean conservative, and there are times like this where, as you said, it seems head-scratching to some that seemingly conservative justices would support something that seems to perhaps not coincide with their party's thinking. But that isn't really the case. This is supporting free market capitalism. And what this has done is delivered a huge blow to the NCAA's amateurism model. It's the principle by which they stand. And in the brief, Justice Kavanaugh, who wrote the brief, states, the NCAA's business model would be flatly illegal in almost any other industry in America. All of the restaurants in a region cannot come together to cut cooks' wages on the theory that, quote, customers prefer to eat food from low-paid cooks. I watched the hearing, which was now about 2 months ago, and Justice Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas, who did not speak once on the bench for 10 years, actually spoke during
probably
that hearing.
Probably a good thing.
And they were hammering the NCAA, basically saying, how could you possibly say that people prefer to watch football from people that aren't paid?
It is interesting, Mike, that something you said, too, because the Supreme Court justices sort of come from the same power brokers that run the schools, right?
Like you could say.
Now, Kavanaugh is interesting because number one, we know he likes beer.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we know he's a sports fan, right?
Yeah.
So he's a sports fan. But it is fascinating, isn't it? So if they and Brett, Justice Brett Kavanaugh stated the NCAA is not above the law. So this is almost the writing on the wall, right? Because let's be real. All of this didn't happen so a kid on Alabama can get a freaking laptop, all right?
Yeah.
This isn't about a laptop. And what do paid internships mean anyways? So does this mean wink, wink, suddenly I'm going to give you $150,000 as a paid internship? Yeah. What does this mean moving forward now?
So I think it's an important distinction because it does open things up, but they're not wide open. There's still going to be NCAA bylaws that people have to abide by. This was specifically referring to educational benefits, as you stated. But what becomes a slippery slope is, well, our star,
Dwayne Haskins didn't go to Ohio State like for no educational benefits.
Right.
Didn't come here for no school.
Our star corner lives off campus. He's 2 miles away. He needs to get a car in order to get to class. Is that allowable? You're talking about laptops, internships, things of that nature. I think really what this is going to do, and there are many, many tentacles of this, the first and foremost of which, it's important to delineate, this is not name, image, and likeness. It does not govern that. That is separate by state legislation, and it is coming on July 1st in a minimum of 8 states, probably more, and the schools are concerned they need NIL policies because the NCAA is not going to provide one, at least not yet. But the blow to amateurism is real in that they are going to suffer a lot more lawsuits, legal attacks based on the capping of athletic scholarships, right? So saying that, well, you're worth a full ride scholarship to insert university here, but not a dime more than that. That caps somebody's value when clearly on the free market, star quarterback X at school Y does have a lot more value than just his athletic scholarship. He'll prove it in 8 days by getting endorsement deals. Some of them will. And this will open up that to potentially receiving more. What I think the negative impact, which people are concerned about, what could it mean negatively? First of all, it puts the schools in a really tough position to have to try to be compliant and still deal with all of this.
Oh,
but
boo-hoo.
Also, I think that the have-nots are in a worse position than ever, Gabe. I think that while you and I both know the chances were remote for a have-not school potentially making the college football playoff with any level of consistency, I think it closes the door on some programs. I actually do think some programs get eliminated in the long run because they will not potentially be able to compete. Maybe they drop down a division. Maybe they make certain sports into club teams. I think there can be.
But they're not able to compete now as it is.
I agree with you.
Right? So let's be real. Let's drop that sense. Like a kid, I mean, hell, even if you're at Boise State, you're not allowed into the club. And I know they're expanding the college playoff. And nothing's going to be perfect, but let's be real. It's taken a hell of a long time, Blewett. Yeah. And come on. The NCAA, they were like Russia and communism or like the Berlin Wall. And I'm not comparing it to people living and dying, but one of these larger-than-life entities that won't change. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what can you do? And I wonder, why don't they, like, and they're just sleazeballs, the NCAA, right? They're sleazeballs. And so are the universities, and so are the deans, and so is the entire university system. So I feel sympathy for none of them. Yet they can all actually just, I don't know, for once in their lives, just do the right thing for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they, instead of doing it, they know it's coming. They just lost 9-0. They're going to lose every damn court case moving forward now. This is the deal. The Supreme Court just told them, we're going to crush you over the next couple of cases. Next, bring the next case up and we're going to crush you.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Again.
Yeah.
So instead of just Emirates sitting, he wouldn't even meet with the players, Mike. He wouldn't even meet with them. And you know, it's easier, guys, if you're wondering, why don't they just, you know, step into the new millennium here and deal with these kids? because they don't have to. It's easier for them to push it, kick the can down the road, always get these things to the Supreme Court. It takes years, and then they just keep on making the same amount of money over the next couple of years as opposed to making less money, which they know they're going to eventually do. Yeah. They don't care about competition. It's all about them and their money. More with Mike Blue on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. I'm getting all fired up, Lewitt. I'm getting fired up talking about the NCAA here, a bunch of crooks.
Mark Emmert is a tough guy to support. You are just one in a long line of people that is hammering away. I think the comments you made before are spot on. They held on to an amateurism model that was clearly unfair to some and remained unfair until that ruling yesterday. We have to see how it all unfolds. But the reality,
but isn't it one of these deals, Mike, where if they just would have done it themselves, maybe they never end up in court and end up getting pinched as hard as they did? Like, you know what I'm saying? If they just sort of willingly started to work with these kids and go, you know what, giving a kid $550 in gift certificates for Buffalo Wild Wings to play in a bowl game probably isn't really fair. You know what I'm saying? It drives me crazy. So I never forget the story, Mike, when the UConn Huskies won the national championship, okay? Mm-hmm. All the coaching staff and everybody got diamond rings worth like $200,000 and stuff.
Yeah.
The players, their rings are only allowed to be worth like up to like $400 or something.
Yeah. So
they got plastic
aluminum rings.
Yeah, yeah. Replicas.
Right.
But you can't even give the kid the damn ring on the way out.
That's right.
What is that a competitive thing, or is that going to affect his education? Or is that just the bottom line? No. We don't want to pay to give these kids rings because we don't have to. Let's just create, like they say, hey kid, we'd love to give you more than a gift basket, more than $550, but those are the rules. That's the rules that we made up.
That's right. Right. So I think everything you said to this point, I do agree with. I think they were hanging on to the amateurism model because they couldn't figure it out. They didn't want to share anything that was in the kitty. And there's no better explanation or no better example, I should say, of how this has played out than to look at the college football playoff. When we were told, Gabe, when they were playing 10 games a season, we can't move to 11 because of finals, and we can't move to 12, we can't move to 13, we can't do a playoff, Clemson's going 15-0, now let's make 12 schools do it, we'll have them playing in freezing cold weather right up to Christmas on campus during finals, and we're good to go.
Games now, I believe. Like some college teams are actually literally going to play 17 games.
That's right.
And so one thing I'll disagree with you, though, when you said, I do agree, like some programs are going to be in trouble. Those programs are already in trouble.
I agree
right?
with that.
And it's
I'm
one of these
puts
deals.
Them out of, it
yes.
puts them out of
their yes. history. But I one of the Power 5 ADs had a good point when they were talking about expanding the playoffs. He goes, look, man, we can expand this thing to 48 teams. He said, you're still going to end up with Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State, all right? So, like, he basically was, like, cutting to the chase. But they want to expand the playoffs because television ratings were going down. And it's funny that I knew it at the time, Mike. ESPN was running a promo, College Football Championship. You and I talked about it, where your spots are earned. Remember, they had, like, a tagline. I actually read they're dropping that tagline. Like, they basically said, guys, never do that again. And there was, like, big backlash against it. Halfway through the season, a lot of conferences, man, in different parts of America were like, you know what? F you guys. We see what's going on. This thing is a rigged system. Now they want to pretend it's not rigged, pretend everybody's involved and whatever, and, you know, they can lose on their own as we go on. But with, let's just say with the likeness stuff, and it becomes, it's not the Wild West, but it becomes sort of, you know, it becomes more, all right, this is getting crazy. College kids are making a couple hundred K. Some of them are millionaires suddenly. Mm-hmm. I still think the kids on the Toledo Rockets will make money. They can still go down to the local bowling alley, get free food, things, just the little things that they couldn't do. And, you know, even though suddenly there's a likeness deal and you're a kid, it doesn't mean you're good enough to play on Clemson suddenly. It doesn't mean you're good enough to play on Ohio State. It doesn't mean you're good enough to play on Michigan. It doesn't mean you're good enough to play on Florida. So I don't see, like, what it really changes that much besides the kids on the big-time teams will be making some money now.
Yeah, I think that the and again, to delineate, this is a shot. This ruling yesterday, the Alston ruling yesterday, is specifically a shot to the NCAA amateurism. The NIL piece, which is kids doing social media posts for endorsement money, going to the local bowling alley, as you said, and maybe getting free trade, like, hey, I'll come play with my teammates on a Friday night, and we'll make it a Toledo Rockets
football team. Or just pull blank and pay an appearance fee. Yeah, the offensive line of the Toledo Rockets are bowling here, and you're involved in a thousand feet.
It doesn't have to be a big fat check, Gabe. It can be, hey, you guys get to eat for free and bowl for the night. That might be fun for them because they weren't previously able to do that at all. And where you'll really see it is there are many, many female athletes that do not have lucrative professional careers in front of them just because there aren't as many options for female professional athletes. But somebody like Paige Beckers, that's an all-world player at UConn, she'll make money in the WNBA and through endorsements. She can do it right now as if Connecticut passes a law, and she'll have a huge social media following, and there will be brands chomping at the bit to align with her. There are many, many female student athletes with huge social media followings, and they will benefit from this in a way that people probably do not anticipate right now.
Yeah, it's Connecticut. She'll be driving around in a free BMW. She's going to get like, or a Lexus, Volvo. What's the car of choice?
Yeah.
What's the car of choice in Connecticut? Mike Blewett kicking it with us. All right. Well, it's really interesting, and it's a fascinating time to watch how it's going to change. So I just wanted to talk about this because I see a lot of people and a lot of columns in the headlines, the NCAA is dead as we know it, et cetera.
Yeah.
Not quite yet.
No.
They're wounded right now.
Yeah.
They're wounded. They're dead men walking, but they're not going to go down without a bunch of Supreme Court fights. That's their deal. But and it gets complicated. Anything legal does, the likeness stuff and the image stuff, that's a state issue. And as you stated, and it's also...
Now. But the NCAA wants there to be a federal law, but that cannot happen anytime soon. And I mean, not this year. It can't happen. 2022 would be ideal, but it can't happen anytime soon. It's just not... There's no way to move mountains that quickly.
No, even look at... even though, like, I'm impressed that, you know, Republican and Democratic appointed justices agreed 9-0... You're better off doing this state by state, bro, because you see the federal. Come on. You think you're going to have Congress and stuff these guys agreeing on things, right? Come on.
They
wouldn't agree on anything, even if it was, you know, they wouldn't agree if the sky was.
They need to write the law. They need to. Congress.
It's years away, but if there's a change coming.
I do think that can get approved. I think there could be bipartisan support for something like that, which sounds rare these days, but there will. We'll see. I mean, ultimately, the NCAA needs a federal law so that it can come up with a platform to manage all of this.
The NCAA needs to be disbanded. There's no reason for them to exist. The schools can run their own operations. The NCAA does not need to exist. I want to get to some NBA because we can go on all night. We have the lottery tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Of course, Cade Cunningham is the consensus number one pick. But I found it interesting, Mike, and I love this. I saw this. So on this day in 1987, David Robinson was the first player selected in the NBA draft by the San Antonio Spurs. Due to his Navy commitment, he did not play for the Spurs until 1989.
Amazing.
There is no way. Can you imagine now a general manager slash owner slash fan base all agreeing that, you know what, we're taking this dude, trust us on this. He's going to the Navy. He's going to be back in 2 years, and he's going to be good.
And he's going to be 23. He's going to be 24 years old.
23 when he gets back. Never played in the NBA. He's going to be 23.
Right.
Trust us on this.
That's right.
GM gets fired. Like, the owner will be like, so you're telling me you want to take this kid that's 21 out of the Navy that played against bad competition that's going away for 2 years? Like, wouldn't happen, Mike, right? No. Wouldn't happen. Like, the patience could not be shown now, like it with David Robinson. Although some the trolls can't help themselves, the Philly haters. Somebody did say, well, the Sixers are still waiting for Ben Simmons.
And Markelle Fultz. They drafted Markelle Fultz. He made literally zero impact with the team. I think that even in a year like this, where Cade Cunningham is very clearly the number one pick, I think you're right. I don't think they can do it. I think there's way too much immediacy expected, even though when you look at the list, Cade is by far the biggest prospect. It doesn't mean that Evan Mobley and Jalen Suggs won't be great, but
in a modern era, Mike, if you were a GM, you'd think, all right, I might not even be here when this guy plays. Like, remember in the old days, a GM, you'd have a five-year window. Five-year plan. What's your five-year plan? Coach, GM, what's your five-year plan? In business world, right? Five-year plan.
Yeah.
What's it now, Mike? Two-year plan. If it goes bad in the first year, it's a no-year plan. You're done.
I think you're if it goes south after 2 years, I think your backup plan is the whiskey bottle in your desk drawer, trying to withstand the
I've been there. Hours of
social media. But there's way too much immediacy now. There have been instances, obviously, where injured players have been drafted and you're waiting a year for somebody to come back. We've seen that in a variety of different sports. But right at the top of the draft, no. I can't see it happen.
Mike Blewett. All right, Mike, we got about 30 seconds here. So what's your take on Atlanta? You just watched them play Philadelphia. What's your opinion on Atlanta and Milwaukee? How do you think the series plays out?
It seems like nobody can get anything right when it comes to this playoff season. But I think the Hawks' luck will run out. But why would I bet against Trae Young at this point? I think the Bucks are just a little stronger, but it wouldn't surprise me to see them lose this series. They almost lost the last one.
You know, I like Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee are going to get it done in the series. But, you know, guys, the fact of the matter is, since March 1st, the two teams with the best records in the NBA, number one, Phoenix Suns. Number two, the Atlanta Hawks. They might be on a collision course. Thanks, Mike.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NBA lottery. I want to get to the NBA lottery, man. And I'm fired up. What a night tonight. My Montreal Canadiens are victorious. We cash another fat ticket with them. The under hits again. The puck line hits. Plus a puck and a half hits. They win the game hits. We hit Cole Caulfield to score a goal at plus 350. So I tell you what, you know, quite a night. And I'm a Toronto Raptor fan. And, you know, the Raptors had a 31% chance of moving into the top four in the draft. They had the seventh pick coming in, and they actually had a 38% chance to fall. So when it's all said and done, the Detroit Pistons win the lottery this evening. And I'll tell you what, you know, like the NBA draft process is different than the NFL.
you know, there's not as many players to talk about, right? And it doesn't really take long for everything to fall into place, and you can sort of figure out, all right, you know what this team's doing, right? You know what this team's doing. So Cade Cunningham is going to be the number one pick. Cade Cunningham's a Detroit Piston. 6'8", 6'8½", 220 pounds, 19 years old. This kid can ball. All right, this kid can ball. Pretty much he can do everything. Right? Like, you know what? He can do everything. He's improved his jump shot a lot. He was hitting 40% from the outside. He's going to have to work on, you know, battling against NBA bodies in the paint and stuff, but the kid's the real deal. I understand why he's the top pick. Like, and it's not just, you know, oh, he's the top pick. It's like, no, he's the top pick. There's no disputing it. He's the top pick. Right? It's not a debate. You know, so he's the top pick. He's only 19 years old, too. So the kid can actually grow still. And, you know, we see people in our chat. Shout out to Chris Brady. I love him, but I think he's dead wrong. He's like, oh, Cade Cunningham's overrated. He didn't play well against Oregon State. Did you watch Cade Cunningham play this year through the Big 12 season? And let me tell you, the NBA scouts, they don't care, bro, about one game, all right, and what happened in the NCAA tournament. They don't care. They really don't. If they did, Juzang, our boy Juzang, Matias, wouldn't be ranked 50th right now. People telling you, you better go back to school, kid. Right? Like, kid lit up the NCAA tournament, bro. How'd that work? Yeah, he lit up the tournament. He lit up the tournament. Scouts are like, bro, we don't like you. You got to do it again. We don't trust you. Right? They know. It's athletic ability, guys. Dude, Andrew Wiggins scored 6 points for against Stanford. Or it was against the Lopez brothers in college. And he scored 6 points in the game. He could care less. They got eliminated, whatever. He was the top pick of the draft about a month later. So, right, like, you care less. Right, like, it doesn't matter. You know, Anthony Edwards last year, I remember people were worried because he said he doesn't watch basketball. He's like, they said, what do you think about going to the Minnesota Timberwolves? He goes, I've never heard of them before. Like, he said, they thought he was joking. He goes, no, he's dead serious. They said, who is your favorite player? I don't have any. I don't watch the NBA. I never watched the NBA. It was never my dream to be an NBA player. Like, he said all these things, and people got turned off. They were like, I don't know about this kid. And they were like, don't worry about it. He's good. I told people. I said, you know what? You don't have to love something to be great at it. You know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, in the sense of, he doesn't have to know and watch The Last Dance to be a good basketball player. I know a lot of football players that don't know anything about football, don't like it, don't watch it. Same with the UFC. I know a lot of UFC fighters that don't watch the UFC when they're not fighting. Right? It's not like they're fans of it. You know what I mean? They just happen to be good at it, and they fight in the UFC. But they don't watch. They don't watch it. Like, they'll watch major fights or something. But other guys are into it. You'll see them on Twitter. Some guys are into it. Everybody's different. But so the Pistons win the lottery. They get Cade Cunningham. So this is where things get interesting. I'll ask you, Matias. So listen, I don't know what you do. Evan Mobley's interesting. Is Evan Mobley an NBA beast, or is Evan Mobley not really an NBA? Like, is he DeAndre Ayton? I like Mobley. And it seems like Houston likes him a lot, too, as it seems like it's Mobley, Houston. So then you get to the Cavs. Are the Cavs going to go with Jalen Green? Are they going to go with Jalen Green out of the G League, who people think is the next Bradley Beal? Right? Like, this is who they compare him to. He shot 37% from three in the G League. He's only 19 years old. He's 6'5", shooting guard. So 6'5", shooting guard, 185 pounds, didn't go to college, went right to the G League, only 19 years old, played against very good competition and was very good. So, like, people, like I said, people, like, they compare him to Bradley Beal. They're like, this kid can shoot. He's like a Beal type. This kid could be a star. So are Cleveland going to go there? But either way, my Toronto Raptors sitting in the four hole. And I got to tell you, coming into the day, I never thought it would be possible that Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga would be a Toronto Raptor. But if Jalen Suggs is there at four, you've got to take him. If he's not there at four, you've got to take Jalen Green. If Mobley falls, you've got to take Mobley. But I think this is a pretty good draft at the top here. I don't think, you know, there's not like superstars. you know, like mega superstars, and we never know. Maybe one of these kids will turn into one, but they're just good basketball players that can help. They're going to be in the league for a long time. And Jalen Suggs has a lot of upside, Matthias. You know, it's hard not to like what Jalen brings to the table as well. Only 19 years old. These kids are all good, man. Only 19 years old right now. But if you had to say, what do you think the order is? So number one is obviously Cade Cunningham. No debating that. Houston Absolutely. Rockets, number two. Do you think they go with Mobley? Or do you think they go Suggs? Or do you think they go Green? Everybody
think
thinks Mobley.
Green, Gabe. I think it's going to go Jalen Green. I think he's going Jalen Green. He's already established himself in a professional type of setting. You know what you're going to get out of him. But he makes shots. You know, that's the most important thing. He's a shot maker. And in the NBA,
but are you building a team around a 19-year-old? Are you building a team around a 19-year-old 6'5" kid? Or are you going with that 7-footer that could even get even bigger in Mobley? Your new Hakeem Olajuwon.
I don't think Mobley's 8 or Hakeem Olajuwon either. I think he's a big guy who could get some rebounds. You know, doesn't really have a mid-range game either. Doesn't have that shooting touch. You know, that
he's got a little touch.
He does, but he's not what, when you look back at Ayton when he was at Arizona, you couldn't leave him open in the corner or any mid-range jump shot. You know, his jump shot was fire in college, and it wasn't amazing in the NBA. You know, he kind of had to get sped up to the game, but I don't think Mobley is on the same wavelength as DeAndre Ayton when he was in college. DeAndre Ayton was a monster.
No.
You know,
but it doesn't matter what you were in college. It matters what you're going to be. That's something that people don't understand. And I'm not saying you don't get it, but we're not drafting what happened in college. We're drafting what these guys are going to be when they're men, Matthias, right? Like,
absolutely.
You're not getting drafted in the NBA by what you did. They're drafting the same thing in the NFL draft. We don't care. Oh, Josh Allen was at Wyoming and his accuracy. They don't care. They don't care. They're like, you know what? Look at this guy's athletic ability. It's as simple as that, right? And I'm with you. Like I said, I'm not 100% sold on Mobley. I think Mobley's not a project, but I think Mobley's going to be one of these guys that takes like 4 years to be really good. I think that's a good way of putting him with this, because he is good. Like, dude, he's 7 feet, bro. He's 7 feet. He's 19 years old. He's only 215 pounds. Get this kid in an NBA weight room. Get him in an NBA weight room. And he's got great athletic ability. He's got like a very... You know what? He's sort of Zion-like. Like, you'll be able to get him the lob like Ayton tonight. You'll be able to – he'll get a million dunks, like, right off the top. Like, the thing is with him is, with Mobley, he's very athletic. And I'll agree with this. He's not, like, bombing threes and stuff. But whatever. He's a kid, bro, right? He's a kid. Like, people like, he's a kid. Remember this. So – but the thing with Mobley is he's got an athletic burst, like, in the paint and stuff. So, like, remember, like, he can just sort of get those, bam, those quick rebounds and dunks. Like, oh, that was fast, right? Like, he'll come flying in. He's tough as well. He's from a sports family. So, he's gotten in his DNA. Him and his brother are just tough. You can tell these guys are like street ball players. So, I get it. But is he a superstar? I don't know. I like him. I find him interesting. Like, where does he fit in and everything? But I think he's going to get better. But as a betting man, I'd go Houston, though. I don't think they'll go Jalen Green. I think Jalen Green will go third to Cleveland.
Yeah, I would like Green to go to Cleveland. I think Cleveland needs Green, actually. I just think that Houston's going to take them first because when push comes to shove in this league, you have to be able to score. I know that Mobley has perimeter defense and he's very athletic. But right now, if you don't have enough points, you're never going to win these basketball games. You know, look at every team that's a great team right now. They have a killer backcourt, and they're putting up three-pointers left and right. You need to have a great backcourt if you want to win in the NBA today. And I think that the Rockets right now need to find some sort of backcourt that could keep them in games. You know, you just lost James Harden, and you haven't really replaced him. And John Wall is not that type of guy who's going to put up 40 points a game or 35 points a game. You know, he's not that scoring type of guard.
But that's the point. You can't have a kid running your program. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's sort of the problem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be interesting how it plays out. And that's why, you know what? I can't wait for FanDuel to post the odds up. And, you know, they're not going to take long to do it. And then we'll really be able to get
it. Gabe, who's your steal in the first round? What's a player that you actually like that's not a top five type guy who you think could be an impact player? I really like the point guard Trey Mann coming out of Florida, who's projected to go in, you know, 15 I like to 25. It too. I like him a lot, man. He could defend, and he's 40% from three-point land. You know, he has a lot of room to grow, but he's an explosive guard.
You know, a player I talked about, I agree. I talked about him. I was impressed with him in the I was impressed with him in the tournament. A player I threw out quickly last night is James Bouknight. I think James Bouknight has an opportunity to be a very good NBA player, 6'5". This kid's like just a pure scorer. Like, this kid could just sort of be a scorer. I think he's better than Sexton. Like, you know what I mean? I think he's in a right spot. You know what I mean? But the thing is, Bouknight ends up on a bad team, and he might just put up like 20 a game or something like that. And you know what I mean? But I think Bouknight has an opportunity. Our boy Franz Wagner from Michigan, I'm not totally sold on. You know, there's a few guys. Like, I think Kispert from Gonzaga is overrated. I'm buying in the Scotty Barnes just because of the Leonard Hamilton pedigree here, bro. Like, are they ever wrong? Like, you know what I'm saying, in the NBA? Like, you know, there's an athlete right there. 6'8", only 19 years old, 225 pounds. Scotty Barnes is interesting. Like I said, I think Kispert, I wasn't overly impressed with Kispert. Keon Johnson fascinates me as well. Keon Johnson fascinates me, but I don't know. I sort of get freaked out by SEC players, and I don't know why. I'm not the massive biggest fan of their conference when it comes to NBA players. Here's another player, too. Well, of course, you know, here's a player. You know, Duarte is good out of the Ducks, but I'm looking here. Moses Moody. This kid's a talent, bro. He's another one. 6'6", 19 years old, kid out of Arkansas. He looked a little young to me in the tournament. Like, I just saw it. I didn't see fear in his eyes, but I remember once late in the game, I was like, damn, he looks like a kid for real. Like, you just sort of saw it in his eyes. He's like, he's a kid, but he's got talent. Moody.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming, odds, and more, you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Ladies and gentlemen, your class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Man, another rapid-fire show here tonight, huh? Rapid-fire, baby. That's how we do it. You know how we roll. So crazy night tonight, wild night. My sincere apologies to Matias, the Clipper fan tonight. That was rough. I heard you. I could hear you. I could hear you yelling. I'm like, dude, this guy's like flipping out. I'm watching a hockey game at the end. You're like, that's Clipper ball. What did you think the chances were they were going to score at the end? Not very high, right? Or were you worried?
No, Gabe, I was worried. When Paul George missed both of those free throws, it reminded me of all the nightmares Clipper fans have had to put up through for many years. You know, being up 7 against Oklahoma City with 47 seconds left and the Clippers figure out how to lose that game. You know, the 17-point collapse to go to the Western Conference Finals against the Rockets. And there's more, you know, there's more devastating losses, but this one's up there. When Paul George missed those free throws,
I could imagine,
I could already see it happening. I could, you know, history was going to repeat itself. It was going to be devastation, and that's exactly what happened.
That's like the worst loss ever. All right, so we got Euro soccer, Sweden and Poland, Slovakia and Spain, Portugal and France. So that's it. Sweden, Poland. Who needs what here? Like, what actually matters? This is what we got to dig into. What, like, who needs to win? France only have 4 points.
Sweden and Poland. Well, yeah. Well, that's the best part about these games, man. They have to win these games. You know, obviously, best third place goes. But right now, if you have 4 points, you better have goals.
You're right. You know what? France will be playing to win, actually, coming off a 1-1 draw, too. They don't want to finish. They're going to want to win the group. You know, their championship pedigree. Portugal are good. France are plus one. Who do you like in that match? You like France or Portugal?
I definitely like France, man. Portugal was exposed to the back of the last time. I look to see the Portuguese adjust a little bit after that.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Spain are massive favorites. Can't touch it. Follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. I'll have some Euro picks and more. Other than that, you're on your own. Later. Go ahead.
You're listening to Sports News You Can Actually Use.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.